Would women have abortions if the womb had windows? Find out next on Gospel of Life. I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. Janet Morana, our co-host, and I would like to welcome today a longtime friend in the pro-life movement and an expert in ultrasound, Shari Richard. Shari, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi, Janet.
Now, we're going to see in just a moment a fascinating video clip of the child who is in the womb, living, jumping around, growing, but unfortunately is not seen by most people. And you have become an expert in ultrasound. We're going to want you to say something about how ultrasound works. Mm-hmm. But just one initial question before we go right to that clip. In your experience in talking with students and talking with adults and talking with legislators, do people know, don't people know that this already is a baby in the womb?
You know, it's amazing. It wasn't until the last 10 years where the technology of ultrasound continued to improve and more people were seeing the ultrasound at just 18 weeks where the heart begins to beat.
Days.
And 7 weeks following conception, this little one-inch baby is moving and jumping, and we can see the separate fingers and toes. So, yes, I believe now as more and more people are having ultrasound and more of this technology is getting out, we have to ask ourselves the question, is this life? And the technology shows it very clear.
Well, Jana, why don't we take a little look at that clip, and then we'll have a lot to talk about once we see it. Watch now this clip of the child. Now, what we're going to see is at various stages of development,
right? Starting at four weeks, the heart is beating.
You'll see that little heart beating. I'm going to take you right on through term, and you're going to see the baby's separate personalities, them standing on their head. It's really exciting.
Wow, this is going to be fascinating. Let's take a look at that now.
The images you're about to see will reveal in all its wonder and mystery the beautiful continuity of the unborn, the growth and development of a human embryo and fetus from 3 to 4 weeks after conception to just before birth.
4 to 5 weeks from conception. This is an image of just 4 weeks. Can you see the heart beating? Listen to the Doppler of that heart. This embryo is 5 weeks. You can clearly see the formation of the head and body. 6 to 7 weeks from conception. Now this is a 7-week baby. I'm going to magnify this image, and now you can clearly identify the arms and the legs and the head. Watch him. Watch me as he moves. This is another 7-week baby. Here's the uterus, gestational sac, and the baby. Again, watch as he moves within the sac. 7 weeks is the time that we first visualize movement. 8 to 9 weeks from conception. This is a 9-week baby. It's difficult to delineate the organs, but a new technique called transvaginal sonography has recently been adopted, allowing a superb resolution. Now you can clearly view the head, the arms and the legs, and the heart just by focusing within a few centimeters of that baby. 10 weeks from conception. This is a 10-week baby, and he's now able to move vigorously within the womb. There he jumped. Just waved at you. Now he's going to do a jump for you. There he goes. He's able to utilize the whole uterine cavity now because he's got all this space to move. Here he's going to get ready for another jump. There he goes. Now he's turning and looking at us. You can see his eyes. Here he does a few more jumps. The mother, he would not hold still for 30 minutes, and his mother was really impressed to see what he could do.
Now we have 10 weeks, paternal twins. The baby on the left is seen moving and jumping around, while the twin on the right is just hanging out, sucking his thumb. They develop those habits in utero. And now what I'm going to do is image the full axis of the twin on the right. Mom and Dad were shocked, yet delighted at the news of their extra bonus. 11 to 12 weeks from conception. See the detail of the face? You can see the eyes and the mouth. This baby's going to open his mouth for you. Watch him. Now watch, he's going to scratch his chin for you. Watch him. Now this baby's 14 weeks old, and he's going to try to stand on his head in a minute. This is his head and his back. Now watch him as he climbs that uterine wall. Can you see? Look at that back arch. See how limber they are? They can do more in utero than a newborn baby can do outside of the womb because of the amniotic fluid present. Look at, he struggles to stand on his head there. Second trimester, 13 to 28 weeks. All the organs can be easily identified. Here's the heart beating, and here's the stomach. The baby swallows the amniotic fluid. Over here is the kidney that can be clearly seen, and the baby urinates in utero now. Over here is the diaphragm. As the diaphragm moves up and down, the baby is breathing. And again, look at the heart. You can see the separate chambers of the heart and identifying the different valves. Listen to the Doppler of that heart. Here's a color image of the blood flow through the heart. This is a hand. He's making a little fist at you right now. You see the five fingers? And this is another hand, and he's pointing his index finger up. You see that? This is a picture of a leg and a foot. And this is a boy. We call that the turtle sign. And this is a girl. Third trimester, 28 to 40 weeks. You can see the eyes, the nose right there. Watch him as he yawns for you. There he goes. You can see his eyes. Now this baby, you can see his hand rubbing his face. See the eyes and the nose. Now watch his hand. He's going to do a reflex action for you in a second here. There he goes. Okay, now this baby's going to open his jaw for you. Watch him. You see his chin? Now this baby's going to yawn for you in a minute. He's getting ready to take a nap. Isn't that cute? Okay, now this baby's going to stick out his tongue. There he goes. He's going to do it again. He's just licking his chops. Watch him. There.
Well, thank you so much for doing it. I mean, this is something that you've shown to students and people all across the country. Tell us what some of the reaction has been.
It's so fun. It's like I take this into the schools, and when the kids can see that this is a baby and jumping around, when Planned Parenthood comes in and says this is nothing more than a blob of tissue, the obvious truth is exposed. But the neatest thing, too, we use it in the pregnancy centers, and when we can show the moms and the dads that are even in a situation that they're not sure what their decision's going to be, when they can see that this is a baby and get the love and support that they receive from pregnancy centers, we find anywhere from 80 to 90% of these young girls will choose life for their baby. So that's exciting.
You know, Sherry, I think you told me one day that you even had a couple there and the baby was almost like waving. Now, this was a, you know, boyfriend and girl that were abortion-minded.
Right.
And I hear the baby's waving as if to say, I'm here, Mom
That's
and Dad,
right.
Don't do this,
right.
You know? I mean, so it really does help change minds and hearts so that they will choose life.
80 to 90%, you're saying, of those who are not sure whether they want to kill this child or not will end up choosing life.
Well, one part of that percentage is just the education alone, being informed,
right.
And then the support. But it's interesting that because abortion's been legal for so long and we're seeing an increased rate of complications, long-term complications related to sexual transmitted diseases, abortions, we're therefore seeing an increased rate of miscarriages, and most of those are in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th week. So we encourage these girls that are in a crisis situation, let's have an ultrasound and be informed whether or not this pregnancy is even viable. Because if it's not viable, it's safer for her to let nature take the proper course and have that miscarriage.
In other words, rather than going in and, and aborting the child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a large percentage of that. Life is a miracle. It's a miracle for conception, and even after conception, it's a miracle for that little egg to travel down and implant itself safely in that uterine lining and live. So those first few weeks are a very important part of whether or not that pregnancy is going to continue. So.
Now, you, in your own career and your own practice with ultrasound, you were told in a certain point, as you relate in your testimony, not to let abortion-minded women see those images. Tell us why you were told that and what it teaches us.
I was so surprised. Here they talk about freedom of choice, and then in the clinics that I worked, I was told to turn the monitor away from women considering abortion. And I says, why? Well, the moving image may influence her choice. And I thought, isn't that informed choice? Duh. And so...
So in other words, they want to keep her in the dark.
That's right. In fact, I was terminated from one of my first jobs because I did not turn the monitor. And they asked me to come back, but sign a paper that I'd never show a picture of an ultrasound to a woman considering abortion. I couldn't sign it, so Soundwave Images developed. That's how I developed my company.
So you began this company called Soundwave Images.
As a result of being told to turn the monitors. Isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, it shows, Janet, doesn't it, that the abortion industry is just a business.
That's right, because, you know, you think about it. If Sherry lets them see the baby and the woman connects with her unborn child and says, well, wait, this is not a blob of tissue. I can't go ahead with this. Well, now Planned Parenthood or the abortion clinic just lost a bunch of money because now she's not going to spend $300-$400 for the procedure.
But you see, if you really respect the woman's choice, then you'll let her choose life if that's her choice.
Yeah, and that's the thing that drives me crazy about, like, the National Organization for Women. They're standing up and saying women should have the reproductive freedom, reproductive choice. Well, then how come they're not getting after the Planned Parenthood and these other clinics for not giving the women their choices?
No, they want the money that comes from the abortion.
That's right.
Well, my first speaking engagement was before the United States House and Senate on the freedom of choice, and the exact same thing happened there. They refused to show the ultrasound clips in the House. In the Senate, they did show, you know, the first few minutes.
Why didn't they want to? But this was, let's get this straight. You're testifying in a hearing in the House of Representatives. Now, isn't the purpose of the hearing to gather and present information?
That's exactly right. And I was called as an expert witness on ultrasonography.
So you had all these images, some of which we just saw. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let you show them?
Not in the House.
Why not?
They just said that we didn't have enough time, as they argued over a half hour whether or not they see it. And they just said it wasn't relevant and they didn't need to see it.
Well, let me read this quote from Harrison Hickman, a quote that's on your materials that you're very well aware of. He says he's a pollster for the National Abortion Rights Action League. This is actually a quote that's been around for quite some time. And it is this: probably nothing has been as damaging to our cause, that is the abortion cause, as the advances in technology which have allowed pictures of the developing fetus, because people now talk about the fetus in much different terms than they did years ago. In much different terms.
That's
in
right.
other words, as a baby.
Right.
Tell us, Sherry, how does ultrasound work?
Well, ultrasound actually is amazing. It's a God thing. It utilizes high-frequency sound waves that allows us now to view the baby. Isn't it interesting that God or science could invent sound to see? And it literally, you know, transmits high-frequency sound waves through the body, transmitted back to a transducer and thrown through a computer and imaged as a baby. But it's safe for the mom, and there's no long-term effects. And ultrasound, interesting, wasn't used for diagnostic purposes at the time that the Roe v. Wade decision was made. Right. We didn't start using it till 75. So this is information also that needs to be evaluated that we did not have in 73.
Okay, so that's significant.
Think about
right,
that.
When abortion was legalized, right.
Well, because doesn't Father, that decision say that because we don't know when life begins?
The court said it wasn't in a position as to speculate right. to the answer.
Right. That's right.
Well, of course, we knew scientifically, but as you're saying, right. it was ironically after the court said these babies could be killed, we began to learn more about them than we ever knew before.
Right. Exactly. And then the technology continue to advance.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, too. What, when people hear about 3D or 4D ultrasound, what do those terms actually mean? And how is that distinct from other ultrasound?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that because the images you just saw were actual 2D ultrasounds, two-dimensional ultrasounds. Well, in the last 5 to 7 years, we've developed what we call three-dimensional ultrasound or 3D ultrasound, where it adds another dimension to the 2D, and you can actually see the full baby just as it is, the skin layers, the cheeks, the cute little nose. And then in the last few years, we've added a new dimension, which we refer to as 4D ultrasound, which adds a fourth dimension, which takes the 3D and adds movement to it.
So the fourth dimension is time, in other words.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we've updated my video, and you'll see the clips on there of actually the beautiful 3 and 4D images, which I am now going to be providing. And we like to do them in second and third trimester for moms and families that just want to see their baby. And to be able to give pictures of the baby to the mother, you know, they become one of the greatest pro-life advocates because you know a pregnant mom will show that picture to everybody on the street, every family, every friend. So that's what I'm excited about.
You know, and I've seen some of those pictures, and I've seen the born child, and you put those pictures side by side. Exactly.
Yes.
You can see the features, the person, even the baby's personality is coming through in the 4D ultrasound picture, you know?
And, you know, another real important point is a lot of these young girls don't have the support from family members or the father. And it's amazing how the bonding develops when you can invite the whole family in for these sessions. The father. All of a sudden you see this father or family that was distanced maybe because it was a crisis pregnancy wrap their arms around this girl.
Yeah,
it becomes a relationship.
And a relationship begins with seeing, doesn't it?
Exactly.
That's it. Well, thanks for opening the window to the womb, which is a phrase that you have used for many, many years. And, of course, we encourage our viewers to invite you into their communities, their schools, and even to other legislative hearings that will arise, no doubt, as we continue in this nation to wrestle with the issue of the status of the unborn. So thanks, Sherry, for all you do and for joining us on the program. We'll have you back.
Great. Thank you.
Janet, thank you. And brothers and sisters, stay with us now. We're going to have a few announcements, and then we'll have our action segment where we invite you to consider new ideas about what you can do to defend the gift of life. And as we think about the unborn child, let's never forget that's our brother, that's our sister. Let's speak up for them. Let's defend them. Let's protect them. God bless you.
Do you realize that every 23 seconds a baby is killed by legal abortion in this country? But you know, you can do something to save those lives. At Gospel Life Ministries, we have a bulletin insert called You Can Save Someone's Life Today, and we make this available absolutely free for your church. And it doesn't matter how many bulletins you print. Suppose you print 1,000, 2,000, we'll send it to you free. And in this insert, You Can Save Someone's Life Today are the resources that you need to reach out and help a girl. Suppose you hear of a girl who's pregnant and in need. We have the hotline numbers where that girl can receive help right in her own community. And we're talking about medical expenses paid, a place to live if necessary, job opportunities. She doesn't have to feel that her only way is to go to an abortion mill. And also, if you know someone who is hurting from an abortion, we want to bring them back to the healing and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this bulletin insert are the ministries there, toll-free numbers that are waiting in open arms to receive her back the help and healing. And in addition, you can inform your church community about facts about abortion. And then finally, you can get involved. You can help us and join hands in saving those lives, because in this bulletin insert are action items so that everybody can help save a life today. Thank you. Call us at our toll-free number.
Prayer is essential to everything we do as Christians. The Lord Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." That's why we at Gospel of Life have launched a national prayer campaign to end abortion. We've composed a simple prayer that you can say each and every day. And that prayer is available at prayercampaign.org on the internet. You can say this prayer with your family. You can bring it to your pastor. Some pastors, in fact, have placed this prayer in the church bulletin or on the inside of their parish hymnals. In whatever way you can promote this prayer, you'll be adding more and more believers to this great campaign to ask the Lord to bring an end to abortion in America and to commit ourselves to do what He wants us to do to achieve that goal. Join the National Prayer Campaign to End Abortion at prayercampaign.org. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank. Gospel of Life Ministries, Priests for Life, and the National Pro-Life Action Center are ready, willing, and able to come to your church, conference, convention, prayer group, Sunday school, or pro-life event. Dynamic, seasoned, and experienced speakers, teachers, and presenters are available. Renowned leaders such as Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, and President of the National Pro-Life Religious Council. Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Janet Morana, Associate Director of Priests for Life and co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, together with pastoral associates, Dr. Teresa Burke, the founder of Rachel's Vineyard, and her husband Kevin Burke, counselor and social worker, Jim Pinto, pro-life pioneer, and our clergy, Reverend Dennis Wild, Reverend Peter West, and Reverend Walter Quinn, are prepared to preach and teach in your church about how to end the tragedy of abortion, minister to those suffering from abortion, help train and organize your pro-life group, lead retreats, and much, much more. To schedule a speaker in your area, call the Speakers Bureau at 888-735-3448, extension 258, or email us at speakers@gospelOfLife.com. The waiting is over. The time for action is now. Schedule an inspiring speaker for your area.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment. One of the best things you can do, having seen what Shari Richard has to offer in her presentations, is simply invite her to come into your community, to speak to the youth, to speak to other groups in your parish or in your pro-life activities. This is a very, very, very simple and powerful thing you can do to advance this message. And Janice, she's very willing to come and travel really anywhere, isn't she?
That's right. And, you know, I've been at those presentations with Shari. We've spoken together at schools. And it's so powerful because what she does is she, you know, projects on a big screen those ultrasound images. And she starts, like we've seen it, 4 weeks and takes the students through, you know, showing the beating heart at 4 weeks and then showing the baby doing flips and turns and waving and sucking his thumb and, you know, just so many different things that you connect with that unborn child. And I've seen students, like on a Friday afternoon, just looking, you know, when they first come into assembly, looking at their watch, thinking, okay, here we go, we want to leave here. And suddenly when Shari starts speaking and showing the babies and explaining it to them, they're on the edge of their seats. So there's nothing more powerful than to get Shari out there talking to the students, showing the image, and with the passion that she does it with. It's so critical because so many of these kids don't really know the truth about the unborn child, and nothing will help stop them more and in a couple of years maybe in considering abortion than if they connect with the unborn child and realize this is a life, it's sacred, it cannot be destroyed. Then one day when they hear of someone who's pregnant and think of an abortion, they'll speak up, they'll speak out and say, wait, that's not a blob of tissue. I saw a presentation at school. Shari Richard, a sonographer, came, and we saw those images, and you don't want to do that. So this is a very powerful thing to get into your youth and your school groups.
She's very happy to have people with websites linked to her website, unborn.com.
That's right.
And they'll be able to see those images, as well as on our website, gospeloflife.com. Shari's images are there for people to view as well.
That's right. And that's how they can contact Shari in order to book her to come to their area. I mean, I know she's gone as far as from Alaska to Florida to, you know, coast to coast. Shari's willing to come and bring the truth of the unborn child and educate people.
What other ways can people take the message she's given and spread it to their communities?
Well, what they can do is challenge people to go to her website or our website and get them to just look at the pictures mm-hmm. of the unborn child and say to them, you know, if you think you're in favor of abortion, what are you talking about? You think that's a blob of tissue there? That's not a blob of tissue. We know for a fact. I challenge you to go up to this website and look at those babies and see how they're fully developed. Don't tell me you're in favor of killing that child. That's not a blob of tissue. So they can really advance the cause of life more by challenging people to see the unborn child.
Students, especially by email, do this very effectively. They'll either email the image or they'll email the website link that goes to the image and get people to look at this reality. Now, Shari was talking about, just so people understand, she was also telling us that she's now going into a practice of making available ultrasound, not for the medical purposes, but for the purposes of a family album, people who want to see their unborn child and take baby photos. And she's making that service available for people as well. And I think that's a very good idea.
That's right. You know, I've seen that happen more and more in the workplace where people have a picture and you'll say, oh, who's that? Oh, that's my sister, sister's baby. She's expecting and due, you know, 2 months from now. Or they'll say, a husband will have, oh, yes, that's my son. He's due to arrive, you know, next month. So it's really a great way of educating people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us for these reflections. It is not a matter of opinion who this baby is. As someone once said, people have a right to their own opinion, but they do not have a right to their own facts. And you've seen some facts on this program, and the pictures speak much louder than words. So continue to join us to help to spread the message that Shari Richard and the wonderful scientific world of ultrasound open up to us in order to continue to advance the cause of life. Please tell your friends and neighbors and fellow members of your church congregation about our Gospel of Life program so that they, too, can join in future weeks and see the information and action items that we have to offer. In the meantime, let's pray for one another, and may God bless you.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank, and I hope you've been encouraged and challenged today. If you and others you know, perhaps a prayer group, Bible study, Sunday school, or pro-life group, want to know more about Gospel of Life and how people of faith united together can build the culture of life, call us at 888-735-3448. Visit us on the web at www.gospeloflife.com or email us at info@gospeloflife.com. You can write to us at Gospel of Life, P.O. Box 60038, Staten Island, New York, 10306.